Gemara daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph on the top is going on the Mishnah that we said that Ben Sarah Meir is Nidon Hashem Sefer Yom Hazakeh VeYom Hazchayev, and the Gemara explains over here that Tanya Rabbi Yosef Eliyarmi Mechim Mipnei Shachaz Et Hatimar Basar V'Shasa Chatzil Lagani Talki Amar Tar Yisav Bezdin Lisakel. So it makes sense he's going to get skila for what he did. Eligia Tar Yisav Daiter. So Ben Sarah Meir should serve Megam Nechziyal V'Vakash Zumud Ben Amaitz V'Yitzav V'Shasachim Lassam Etzabrios Amar Tar Yom Hazakeh VeYom Hazchayev. So because of what he's going to do in the future, the Tari says, let's kill him now as a Zakeh and not later on as a Chai. So the Rishonim asked Akasha, the Yad Ramah over here and others, that if the whole Chashash is he's going to go ahead and he's going to be molasting the Sabrias, he's going to end up killing people, so then Lechar, the Nidin should be for doing Ritzicha, he should get Saif. Why do we say he gets Skila? If the Chashash is he's going to be Ivan this Ritzicha, then his Misa now should be Saif. Why do we give him Skila now if the Chashash later on is a Chashash of Ritzicha? And the Yad Ramah answer is that once we're worried that he's going to kill people, maybe he's going to do it on Shabbos as well, and it will be a problem Chil Shabbos. And because there's a problem Chil Shabbos, that's where he gets skila now, because there might be an issue of Chil Shabbos later on through the Ritzicha that he's going to do. And Lechar, the Etzem Kasha of the Rishonim is a Chiddush, because the Pashas, you could say, like it says over here, that the reason why he's killed is because Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev. It's not the Pshat that we're punishing him now for what he's going to do later on. Since later on he's going to do something which could be Mechayev and Misa, therefore we want to save him from that Chiyam Misa later on, and therefore we kill him now to prevent what's going to happen later on. But it's not necessarily an Einish for what he's going to do in the future. So what's Bechlal the Kasha? We don't need to fit it in exactly to what he's going to do later on. We know he's going to be Melasim as Abrius, and therefore we kill him now in order to prevent it. But it's nothing to do with the Chiyam Misa later on. So what Bechlal is the Kasha of the Rishonim? And Lechar, it's Mavur from the Rishonim Mechidosh. So they understand that the reason, the Sibo, why we kill him in Sarim Meir is not because of Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev. That's not the Sibo why we kill him. The reason why we kill him is because there's a Din Misa on him, there's a Chiyah Misa on him because of what he's going to do later on. But why do we kill him now for that? Why don't we wait till it happens? What's this new Indian that we kill him before it happens? That's because of Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev. We'd rather kill him now so he doesn't come to the Chiyah Misa later on. But the Etzem Din Hariga is only because it's Taka Chalna and Chiyah Misa later on, and therefore it makes sense that the Chiyah Misa we give him now has to be that same Chiyah Misa later on, and therefore it has to be Beskila, and therefore the Rishonim bothered should be Saif, it shouldn't be Skila. And I think Lefi this, it could be Mazma, another Kasha, the Rishonim. The Rishonim are all bothered that we kill him in Sarma Hashem Saifa, but Lamaisa we find by Yishmael, the Gemara says by Yishmael, Rashi brings the Dan and Chumash, that there's a Din of Basher Husham. The Malachim tainted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kill Yishmael now because of what he's going to do to Klal Yisrael in the future. And Hashem says, Bashar Hashem, I'm only down a person kefi the way he is. Now I don't look at what's going to be in the future. So Imkain, how could it be that over here by Mitzvah Meir is not Hashem Sefer? Why don't you say Bashar Hashem? Right now he's not yet Chayim Yisrael. So how could we kill him now for what he's going to do later on? And we shouldn't give him any different terutzim. Maybe there's a chilek between Bezen Shomayla, Bezen Shomata, other terutzim to answer this kasha. But the Pella is, what is Bechlal the kasha that we shine him? The Chayra of Ben Samar is different. The reason why we kill him now is because of Yom HaZakeh by Yom HaZchayev. This is a taiva for him, for Yin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to kill him now to prevent him from the sum that he's going to do later on. Mashiach by Yishmael, you don't have that svar. By Yishmael, it's an einish. So Anachanami, we're not going to give an einish now for what he's going to do later on. But to prevent him from coming to that Issa Chomer, then there is a din of Yom HaZakeh by Yom HaZchayev. So what Bichlal is the Kash of the Rishonim. So I think it's Mavur from the Kasha of the Rishonim, the same you said, that the Iker Siba of the Chiyamisa, the Mensari Meir, is really because there's a Chiyamisa for what he's doing later on. It's not because of Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev. That wouldn't be a Siba to kill him now. The reason why he's killed now is because it's Chiyamisa, because of what he's going to do later on. There's a Chiyamisa then, and we give it to him now. The question is, why do we give it to him now? Why don't we wait till then? So for that, you have the time of Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev, and that is a reason to be Makdim the Chiyamisa. But if there's no Chiyamisa to begin with, then you wouldn't say Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev. So that's what the Rishonim are handling. Why should there be a Chiyah Misa Bechlal? Why don't we say Basher Husham? So I think from both of these kashas of Rishonim, we see this aside that the Iker Mechayev of the Chiyah Misa is what he's going to do later on. It's a Chiyah Misa like any other Chiyah Misa. The reason why we do it early is because of Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev. But Yom HaZakeh VeYom HaZchayev is not a Sibin itself to be Mechayev in Misa.